KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The South African Reserve Bank says the introduction of a new insurance scheme will make banking safer. It yesterday launched the Corporation for Deposit Insurance, or CODI, which will cover customers' savings if their bank collapses. Reserve Bank Governor Lesetša Ganyago says the subsidiary would provide cover of up to 100,000 rand to each qualifying depositor per bank. He says they hope to avoid situations like the 2018 VBS bank collapse, which resulted in depositors losing their savings.
The Corporation for Deposit Insurance is an important milestone in making the financial system safer and one that serves all South Africans. This means that should a bank fail to meet its obligations, covered depositors are protected by having timely access to their deposits.
Gauteng Education will introduce an independent investigative law firm at Daveyton Skill School today. It'll probe the deaths of two pupils aged 13 and 16 years who tragically drowned during a discipline camp in Centurion last Monday. Sibamandla Peterson and Sibusiso Sibiya were laid to rest this week. The department's Steve Mawona.
The MEC will be at the school just to make sure that the investigative body meet the school management and those that are affected so that they can commence with their investigation.
And Harvey Weinstein's lawyers described a decision to overturn the movie producer's 2020 rape conviction as a great day for America and criminal defendants. A court in New York ruled yesterday that the judge at the original trial made improper decisions which prejudiced proceedings. The judge said the landmark Me Too trial should not have heard from women about allegations that weren't part of the case. Arthur Idala defended him and yesterday said the issues were clear.
You can't convict someone based on their entire life and everything that they've done in their life. You can't allow more witnesses to come in and testify against the defendant than the defendant is actually charged with.
Weinstein will remain in prison because of a separate 2022 conviction for rape in LA. The founder of the Me Too movement, Tarana Burke, has given her reaction.
We are devastated for the survivors who are connected to this case and the survivors who had found some solace and catharsis in the original verdict around Harvey Weinstein.
On the weather front in KZN, we've got a high of 25 degrees in Durban and Richards Bay, Maritzburg 22. I'm Natara Nadesan. You've been with the Newswatch team.